We are on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara had asked Akasha, we hear the Machloikis, Rav and Rav Yanai, if there's a concept of Mali Hain Mali Dmeyem, well, you don't say Mali Hain Mali Dmeyem. That means if a person was Pesach on Chitim, and the Chitim were Nisyaka, and then he doesn't give him Chitim, he gives him money, or he gives him something else. So Rabbi Yanai held that Mali Hein Mali Dmeyim, Chitim are worth more. The Chitim belong to the Lekeach, to the Malvin, because he purchased them, was Yeshloi. So it's not necessary to give him chitim. He could give him money instead. And Rav holds it's merzik haribis. He gave him, he gave him $50. Now he's giving him back $75. That's merzik haribis. So Rav holds, you don't say mali hein mali dmeim. And the Gemara asked Akasha from a baraisa of Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya said that if a person had chitim, and he was basic with his mona on chitim, and later the chitim on his yaker, so if this loive or moicher has yayin, he can say, you know, that the chitim shenis yakru, so instead of giving you chitim, I can give you yayin. So the Gemara asked Akasha, according to Rav, why can he give him yayin? There was a psika on chitim, so if he gives him chitim, so it looks like a mekech hamemker, b'shusay nishyaker. But the minute he gives him yayin, we see it looks like merzik haribis. So the Gemara asked Akasha on Rav from Abishai. Before the Gemara said, Teretz, it's speaking about Rabbi Shai, speaking about he was Moshach Dechitim, or Zichad Loimo came on Dechitim. That was the Terutzim we had till now. Now, Ushmuel Omar, we're up to Ushmuel Omar, it's around 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Ushmuel Omar, a different Teretz. That means you have a problem with Rabbi Shai. Rabbi Shaya says that if he was Pesik on Chitim, he could end up giving him Yayin. So Shmuel said, Homoni Rabbi Yehudahi, that Rabbi Shaya holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Tzad Echod Beribis Mutter. Rabbi Yehuda said, Amir de Kechidish, if according to the psike that was made, it does not necessarily have to end up with ribbis. It could end up with ribbis, but it does not necessarily have to end up with ribbis. So if Yehuda holds, if the psike is not mechayev ribbis lechalutin, so even though it ends up with an oifen of ribbis, this is mutter, and we'll see as the sugya progresses what the svara of Rabbi Yehuda is. The Sanya, we learned a beraisa. Hareisha yenoyshe bechaveroi mone. That, Reuven owed Shimon a mone. Va'osoloi sodeyu mecha. So now Reuven tells Shimon that, give me, let's say, 3 years to pay up this mone. If I don't pay up in 3 years, so then the Sada belongs to you from now. So there's two efsharis in what can occur. That means that Reuven has a field. He's being makne the field to Shimon, but it's dependent. That means if I don't pay up in 3 years, so then it's amecha me'achshav. That's gevaldik. If I do pay up in 3 years, so then it's and it's a chayv, and they're paying you up to chayv. So, finished. So, there's two tzedodim. The vial, Kozman, we don't speak about the peiris, there's no problem. So we made, either it will be a mecha if I don't pay you up in 3 years, or if I do pay up, it's a halbo. So it says as follows, Bizman sheha moicha oichel peiris. If the moicha eats peiris, that means the loive who sold the field, he's eating the peiris. He's eating the peiris. So, muta, so there's no shaila whatsoever. So, I'm selling you the field, I'm eating the peiris, and we'll see, l'chayre, if he doesn't pay up in 3 years, so then I'll have to pay him for the peiris, because it's chal meyachsho. Bizman sh'moichel oichel peiris muta. Lekeach oichel peiris, but what if the lekeach is eating the peiris also? Then it's also, what's that the lekeach is eating the peiris? So that means the lekeach is the malve, is a potential lekeach. That means if Reuven will not pay him up in 3 years, he's a lekeach. If Reuven will pay him up in 3 years, then he's a malve. So if he eats the peiris, we have a big problem. He's going to eat the peiris. Reuven is going to pay him up in these 3 years, so it's coming that he had, let's say there was a vo of a money. He got back his money, paid him back in 3 years, and he also ate the peiris. So that's ribbis already. So the Tanakhama says, Bizman shehalekeach oichel peiris also. And that's very understandable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bizman shelekeach oichel peiris muta. Afilu the lekeach will eat peiris, it's also muta. Omalei, well, we don't know the lumdus yet. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's muta, even if the lekeach is eating peiris. Omar loy Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda told the Tana Kama, a maise rav, maise bebaitus ben zoinin, she'oso sodeyu mecher al pi rabeloza ben azariye, v'lekeach oichel peiris oye. He's brought a maise rav, there was a maise in the times of rabeloza ben azariye, and mistoma baitus ben zoinim, was a loive, she also sodeyu mecher, and the lekech was eating the peiris, the mal was eating the peiris. Omru loy, so the Tanakhama told him, misham raye, from this mice is a raye, moichel oichel peiris. So the story was not like that on Shuldig. The moicher ate the peiris, not the lekech. Fine. So there was a mice rav, and now there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama, exactly what happened then. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the lekeach, the malvei the peiris, and the reason it is mutter is because Rabbi Yehuda holds tzadechot beribis mutter, and the Tana Kama says, no, the story was for kel, the moichel ate the peiris. And that's why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was masking. Mai binayu, what is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakame? Amar Abaye, tzad echot beribis ike binayu. The machloikis is, if tzad echot beribis is mutter. Rabbi Yehuda, tzad echot beribis is mutter. And the Tanakame, tzad echot beribis is also. Now let us see Rashi. Homoni, it's this Rashi when the lines start getting wide. Homoni, Diktoni yesh loy muter. Rabbi Yehuda da omar tzad echad beribis muter. So first of all, Rashi gives a hakdome, and we'll see Taisvis is choylik on this hakdome. So Rashi says like this, ribis she'eino al yedei halvo. A ribis that the ike transaction was not a halvo. We didn't start off with a halvo. Ela al yedei mecha. We started off with a mecha. That means, let's talk about the case of Rabbi Shaya. A person came, a malve came to a loive, and he said, you owe me a money, I want you to sell me chita. He said, fine, I'm selling you chita. So, So there was a Mekach HaMemko over there, Rashi holds Milve Iskoine, Iskoine Mishepora. There was a sale. The Milve, and there was a Mekach HaMemko. For the Milve, he sold them the Chitim. Then 6 months later, the Chitim became more expensive, and if he gives them the Chitim, it's also Mutter, that's no Shail. Now he wants to give him, instead of Chitim, he wants to give him Yayin that's worth the amount of chitim shenisakra. This looks like ribis already. This looks like ribis. So, Rav says this is also. So he says that what Rabbi Yishai says, it's mutter, because Rabbi Yishai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ribis she'eino al yedei alvo. A ribis that was, it didn't come about through alvo. Ela yedei mecher. Number one, there was a mecher. Upamim shebo lidei ribis. Now, from this mecha, there's a possibility it could end up with ribis. Kegainzu. Im yukru hapeiris, if he purchased chitim, and the chitim became more expensive, v'yishalim domim, and instead of giving him the chitim, will give him money. So he gave him a money and a half. Yesh kan ribis. Then it looks like ribis. He gave him a money, he's giving him a money and a half. Vim la yishalim domim. If he won't give him money, ela peiris sheposak uimai, he'll give him, with the money he purchased chitim, and after 6 months he's gonna give him chitim which are worth a money and a half. Ein kan ribis. So that means there was a psike on purchasing chitim now. What is going eventually to happen? There's two tzadim. Could be he'll give him chitim, and then there's no ribis whatsoever. Could be he'll give him money, and then there is a magic ribis. Hainu tzad echad beribis. Pa'omim yesh ribis. Or pa'omim ein ribis. That means what eventually is going to occur is mitle toli v'koi. I'm giving you a money, you should give me in 6 months a money and a half. No, that wasn't the psike. El Peiris. The psike was that I'm purchasing chitim from you and you should give me in 6 months the chitim shenishyakl, which is a money and a half. So the way the psike was, it's glat kosher. It's mutter. But there's a possibility that he'll end up giving him money. So now the Gemara brings down the machlokes Rav Yehuda de Tanna Kamma, va'osa sodeyu mecha. That means there was a hareish enoishe bechaveiro money, and for the money he sold him his field. Let's say he there's 3 years, he's giving him 3 years to pay up the money. If you don't pay up in 3 years, the sode is yours. That was the yopmach. Bizman shahamoicha oichel peiris, besoich hazman, muta, no problem whatsoever. Lekeya oichel peiris also, Shemo lo yovei lidei mecha. Maybe it will not be a mecha. Sheyachzel loy ma'oisov. In this 3 year period, he'll give him back the money. Vinimtze shebehalvo hoyuetze. That was the upmach. That means if I pay you back in these 3 years, then the mois was a halvo. And fakel, you give me back the field. So he's getting back his money, plus he ate the peiris, and that's ribis. Baitis ben zayne. Mai binayu, b'maikom iflegi, tzad echo, ki hai gavne. This case is tzad echo beribis. Shema yovoi lidei ribis. It might end up becoming ribis. Shema loyavi, maybe won't be ribis. Tzad abdiye, if he'll be paid to the field in 3 years, boli de ribis, then it's ribis. So it was a halvo, and he got back his $100, the money, and he ate peiris also. Tzadamecha einei bo lidei ribis. So we have here a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakame, if there is such a concept of tzadechot beribis. So Shmuel said the kashe from Rabbi Yishaya is not shver, because in the case of Rabbi Yishaya there was no psike he has to give him money sheyisyaker achitim. There was a psike, you can give me payers if you want, you can give me money. So in this upmach, there's an afshoris, it can end up with ribis, it is afshoris of all that up with ribis. And this, Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, tzadechot beribis muta. That's, so Rabbi Shaya holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Let us see Taisvis. And Taisvis will elaborate a little more. Tzadechot beribis muta. Zuk Taisvis, va'af al gav, de bishas hapiroin, Haviribis, that means when everything ends up, he gave him a money. He's going to give him back a money and a half, which is a merzikeribis. But given the bishas hapisuk, but when they made the conditions was, if you want, you can give me chitim shenes yako, which is mutalagamri. Or if you want, you can give me money, which is merzik ribis. So kiven the bishas apisuk avetzad echot shel heta shori. If bishas the pisuk, there's a tzad that it will not end up a ribis. So that's svoris Rabbi Yehuda, that tzad echot beribis is muta. Vim taima, factoisis bebazoi, so this is moiridik, so it comes out. By every ribis, if by the opmach, it's not muchach that will be ribis, there's two tzadim, maybe it will be ribis, maybe it won't be ribis. So then the halacha is that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's muta. Fektoisvis im kein so beso nami ye muta luvois l'Rabbi Yehuda. So why is the halacha that if I lend someone a so, with an upmachi, she pay me back a so in 5 months. This is also. Why is this also? Because maybe it's become worth more. And he lent him a so that's worth a mon, he's gonna give back a so that's worth a mon and a half. That's why it's also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's tzadechot. Maybe it won't be nisyake, maybe it will be nisyake. The Shema Loi Yakiru. Shema Loi Yakiru. Now, before we go further in Taisvis, so Lechera Rashi fa'emphat the Kashe, Rashi said the whole heter of Tzadechot Beribis is Ribis She'eino Al Yedei Avo Yedei Mecha. We're making a Mecha, and later it could come out to be a Ribis, but we're making a Mecha. Here, in Sobisos, Halvo. So by Halvo, Rabbi Yehuda never said, Tzadechot beribis is muta. So Taisvis vehemently disagrees with Rashi. The Tzadechot, yeah, the Bahalvo nami shori Rabbi Yehuda Tzadechot beribis. By Halvo, Rabbi Yehuda is also mata Tzadechot beribis. Kidda Amrinan Lekamon, Taisi brings a Gemara further, and this Gemara is a Shrek according to Rashi, Abar Kaponim, Taisi brings a Gemara further. Gabi Mishken Loi Bayis, Mishken Loi Sode, Hod Loi Kerab Yehuda. Now, let's just say over what the story was over there. The story over there was as follows. Let's speak about Reuven and Shimon. Reuven lent Shimon $100, and he gave him a bias for a mashkin. The bias is worth $1,000, so he's secure in his choiv. The bias is a mashkin. But then he spoke out with him as follows. He told him, "Listen, if you're ever interested in selling this bias, I want you to sell it to me for $200. If you're not interested in selling the bias, no problem. But if you're ever interested in selling me the buy, this buy is, I want you to sell it to me for $200. Now, this is a ripoff. This is a house which is worth $1,000. And he made up with him that if you decide to sell the bias, you should sell it to me for $200. So it says, Mishkin loy bias, Mishkin loy soda, with this agreement, it's also. He's making an agreement. If you sell it, you should sell it to me for $200. So that's the biz. So the Gemara says, Deloik Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Tzadechat Beribis is mutter. So we'll be mutter. Now, here we're speaking about a pure halvo. He was not speaking about a derech mekech hamemka. He lent him $100. He owes him $100. God gave him a mashkin, a house of $1,000. So this is a pure halvo with a mashkin. But the malvis said one knaich. He says, listen, if you decide to sell the house, why need to sell it to me for $200? And the loiva agreed. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's mutter, that's tzadech beribis. It doesn't have to be ribis. He doesn't have to sell the house. He can live the, but if he wants to sell the house, that was up. He sell it to me for $200. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter. Al korponim, we see from the Gemara that you have a pure halvo, but if the tashlume ribis is not muchach, it's a tzadecho. If you want to sell it, then you'll sell it to me for $200. If you don't want to sell it, no problem. You don't have to sell it. So that, but then according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is mut. So we see by halvo, afilu tzad echad beribis is also mutter. For Taisvis, so why is so? I lend you a so. You should pay me back a so in 6 months. It's also. Why? Maybe the so will be worth more. Fine. But maybe it won't be worth more. So it's tzad echad beribis. So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is this also? That's Taisvis kash. The Yeshloima, so Taisvis says as follows. D'loichoshim tzad echad beribis, eladovo sheyesh biyad malve, oy biyad loive, lasoy tzad echad shelo yehe ribis. That means the whole lumbus of Rabbi Yehuda was that after this agreement, it's biyad dom to make sure it shouldn't be ribis. It's beyond them to make sure. Let's say in that gemara over there, the loiva doesn't have to sell his house. So it's beyond a loiva not to sell the house. In our case, it's beyond the loiva not to be paid in the field. If you won't be paid in the field, so be a mecha. So all these things, it's beyond one of the, either the malva or the loiva, to make sure that it's not ribis. He can do the other way also. That was the chiddush of Yudit Tzadechat Beribis is mutter. But, v'loi domi l'so b'so, sh'toli b'shar, v'alkochi y'ribis in y'kir, so b'so, it's not beyad anybody to ensure that it won't be ribis. If the price of chitim goes up, so, that was not mach. I'm lending you a saw, you have to pay me back in 6 months a saw. That was the agreement. And this agreement, there is a possibility chitim won't go up. That's also true. But this possibility that if chitim will go up, it's not beyad any of them to make sure that there won't be ribis. There'll zikha be ribis. It's the ribis is totally in the market. Whatever the market will be, that's what's going to happen. If the market goes up, it'll be ribis. If the market won't go up, it won't be ribis. There, Rabbi Yehuda never said tzadechat beribis is mutter. That's Teretz of Taisvah. Zok the Gemara weiter. So, Omar, yeah. Rav Omar will have a... Okay, Rav is said like this. The while we understood Rabbi Yehuda's Amorah Dekemeiko, Rabbi Yehuda holds Tzadechat Beribis is mutter, boom. Rav Omar, Rav is said, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't so meiko. Ribis amenas laharzer ike binayu. The machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chomim is, if ribis amenas lahachse, we'll see Rashi in Taisus. Zot Rashi, amenas lahachse, the Rabbi Yehuda gufe loy shori, Rabbi Yehuda was never makel, let's say, in this case that we had over here, that hayunosha leimone, and he told him that, listen, if you pay me back in 3 years, and he gave, there was a field, and he told them, if you pay me back in 3 years, the field goes back to you. But I'll eat the peiros. If you don't pay me back in 3 years, so then the field is sold. And the field is sold. So, for a money. So, there were two tzadim over here, there's two possibilities. Could be he'll pay him back in the 3 years, then besides getting back his $100, he ate the peiros from the field. There's another possibility, he won't pay back, then it's a mecher me'achshav, and then there's no problem with him eating the peiros. So, before we learned that Rabbi Yehuda is mekel, Rav Amar, no, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't mekel so much, ribis amenas laharse ikabinai, zot Rashi. So Rav said, amenas laharse, the Rabbi Yehuda gufe loy shori, ella amenas laharse. That means that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that the lekeach can eat the peiros, even though the moicher, who is the loive, will pay him back in these 3 years. So Rabbi Yehuda was only makel if he gives him back the ribbis. That means we have a field. There are two potentials. If the loive gives him $100 in the 3 years, the field goes back. And then the peiros that the lekeach ate will also pay him. We'll pay him for the peiros. They're paying for the peiros. And that's what Rabbi Yehuda was matter. If he won't pay him for the peiros, I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. And the Rabbanon owed, even if he pays him for the peiros, it's still also. We'll see, Klor and Taisvis, what the machlekes is. Shim lo yemecha, yachzel le peiros ochel. Vafilo hochi also tanakama. The tanakama asel, the bishas achile, Kochel ribbis. That means the vow, he paid him back, he was eating ribbis. For all the lady pays him back, that doesn't help the situation. We'll see in Taisvis a beer. Fine. Let us see Taisvis. Ribbis almenas lahachse ikabinayu. Ve'im toima, my time de rabbonon de osri. Why did Rabbon say it's osri? The eze ribbis huze. What kind of ribbis is this? For like sheyavoi livdois, when he's going to go and be paid to the field for $100, menake loy tchile perish sheochal. So Taisus asks Amir de Kekash. Taisus asks like this. There was an agreement. If I give you $100 in the first 3 years, it's a halvo, you give me back the field. And you were allowed to eat the peiros, but it's ribis amenas lahachse. So let's say what's going to happen. After a year, he ate peiros. Well, the lekeach was eating peiros. He comes back. The moicher, who is the loive, comes back and he says, you know, I want to pay you back. I want back my field. I want to pay you back. Now, until how much peiros did you eat this year? $30. Fine. So you had $30. It's a halvo. If it's a halvo, you had no right to eat the peiros. So $30 you ate already. Here's $70. A good talk. V'chtoisvis, so what's wrong with this? What is the svara of the chachamim? It's my vedik. There's an upmach in this. If it's going to be alvo, I'm going to give you back the peiros. So when he comes to be paid to the field, he doesn't give him $100. He gives him $70, and $30 were you ate already. So where's the ribbis? Veshloima ודאי אם הוא עושה כן, להווה ריבס. אלא מצריכה לפרוי התחילה הכל קודם שינק אלוי כלום. ואם לא יוכל לפרוי אלוי הכל, תהי משוקס ביודוי. Now, this is, Tosfos is a mordic alumnus over here. Tosfos is saying as follows. The upmach was as follows. The upmach was as follows. This malve, this loikeach, told him, if you give me $100, I give you back the field, and I'll pay you $30 of the peiros I ate. If you give me $70, nothing. I'm not giving you back anything. You have to give me $100. Give me $100, then I'll give you back $30 from the peiros I ate. Because you don't give me $100, there's nothing doing. Now, let us understand what is pshat in this moicha. This moicha l'chayre doesn't make sense. Why doesn't he make sense? Because, listen, if I'm going to pay you back I'm going to give you back the $100, so you have no right to eat the payers. It's my field. You have no right to eat the payers. So what pshat you're telling me, I have to give you first $100? I mean, I have to give you $100. You ate $30, which does not belong to you, because it's not a mecher, it's a choyv. So what pshat? No, calls me, no, give me $100. Garnish mikosh. What is pshat in this deal? So you know there's a big oimek over here. He's standing like this. First, when you want to make it a halva, you give me $100. Why do you have to give you $100? Because the $30 I ate, even though it is avo, I ate for ribbis. I ate it for ribbis. That means so. This is my. It's not your $30. It's my $30. That means afilu. You're making it a halva, and you're being paid to the field. These $30 are mine. So for you have to give me $100. Now you're giving me $70. Because these $30 are not paying up for the chayv. These $30 I ate for myself. I'm sorry. These $30 are mine. If you want to pay up the chayv, you have to give me $100. After you give me $100, I'm going to return to you the ribbis. I'm a tzaddik yisaydoyla. But I'll kapon him. But this cheshbon that he's making with the loive, that we can't take into consideration this $30 of payas that he had eaten, the only way we can understand, I mean, what right does he have to say this? If it's halva, you have no right to eat it. So he's saying, no. You first make it the vow, I'm eating the payas. These are my payas. If you make it a halva, then I'll return to you the payas. So pshat is, if he's forcing him to give $100, so he's saying, Kozma, you don't give me $100, it's my payas. You have to pay me $100. How did it become his payas? If it's a halva, how did it become your payas? So the Teretz says, I took these payas for ribbis. But if you give me the $100, then I'm going to pay you back the ribbis. This was Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi said, Rabbi Yehuda said, Tzad Echad Beribis. Tzad Echad Beribis, number one. Tzad Echad Beribis, it could be, he won't pay him up anything. Then it's a mecha, so something in the shell. But there's a possibility he will pay it up. If he will pay it up, so he ate it B'teiras Ribis, but he's going to pay it back after he gets $100. So tzad echad beribis here, Rabbi Yehuda was makel if he pays it back, and Chumim will know. They don't know the tzad echad beribis, and if you make such an upmach, so memele, so it's also tzad echad beribis now menas lahachse. I mean two things. It's the tzad echad beribis ribis now menas lahachse. No. The chomem all the tzosa afilu amanas lachse. Ve'im taima, we'll see soon. The snan be'elchem. Hamoich Abayis, and from the Gemara Nelchon, we see the whole Makar of Rabbi Yehuda. The Makar, the Chilkim of Rabbi Yehuda. Hamoich Abayis, Bebotai, Orei Chayme. The halacha is, Amoich Adik Halacha. You sell a house, Bebotai, Orei Chayme. Goyel Miyad, so the Moicher has a right, he sold the house Sunday, Monday he can go and give him back the money, he gets back the house. The goyel atchneim osa chodesh. And he has a year to be goyel. He gives him back the money of the mecher, he gives him back the house. Harezu kemoi ribis ve'ene ribis. So the Gemara says, one Tana said, so let's look at this. He's going to give him back, he lived in the house for a year. He's going to give him the last day, he's going to run and give back the money, the Mea Mekach, some Mele, so he gets back the house. He gives him back, he gives him the money, he gets back the house, and he lived. So Pshat is that it was a Halvo. If he can force him to give back the house, so it was a Halvo. And he lived in the house for a year for free. So one Tana says, so it looks like ribis, aval ainei ribis. That's what one Tana says. Porich bigmore, vasanya ribis gemuri ela teire hitira. No, we learned another baraisa. No. It's real ribis. And it's a gzeres akosef. It's a gzeres, it's real ribis. It's real ribis, and the Torah was matter ribis, period. So it's a stir and two baraises. Umishani, and for the Gemara, ho Rabbi Yehuda, v'ho Rabbona. So the Gemara says, oh, that's the machlokes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda learned from this pasuk, it's not exeris akosuf. It's tzad echad beribis. That means this maisa with bote yari chayme, there's two possibilities. If he gives him back the money in the year, he has to give him back the house. So it wasn't a mecher, it was a halva. And he lived in the house for free. So he got ribis. But if he won't give him back the money in a year, so it's a mecher. And finished. So Rabbi Yehuda said, this is the mekoyer. This is the pasuk that tells us sad echad beribis is mutter. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. And the Rabbonin said, no, what do you mean tzad echad beribis? And the Lamaisa, if he gives him back the money, it's real ribis. So it's exeris hakos. V'hashta l'rove efektoisvis to l'kul alma tzad echad beribis heichi mishani. So according to Rove, Rove is just that ribis from nas lahachzer is muta. But everyone knows tzad echad beribis is muta. No, the media raise my the rove. That's pshat and rove. The betzad echad beribis pligi. Rove is also made to abaya. That the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonin is tzad echad beribis. Avo mi the Rabbonin nira le rove the leke loman de shori. Mi the Rabbonin Rabbi Yehuda, even though I have a posik, the Torah says it's muta, the Rabbonin would never be matter such a thing. Rabbi Yehuda shori hoche afil mid rabbono, and here Rabbi Yehuda was matter afil mid rabbono. Kedemucher beuvde demaisi lekach mukirov v'dairi beribis amanas lahachzer. That's why Rav said that this case that Rabbi Yehuda was matter demaisi with baitis ben zaynin is speaking about that was muta afil was a maisi shori Rabbi Elaz ben Azayah was matter. So it's speaking about ribis amanas lahachzer. So Taisus now Lamaisa says that Rav is being machadish that Rabbi Yehuda zicha holds min atayr tzadechet beribis is muta, but mid rabbanon it's only muta if it's amanas lach. And the rabbanon achilik bim taima beperik pasche de megila tane ein moichen beisak neses ella al tnai. You don't sell a shul only with a condition that you can repurchase the shul. That means to sell a shul. Now it's a house and now it's a shul. You're not allowed to sell a shul. There always has to be an option that will give back the money you paid and will get back the shul. That's what the Gemara says. Hey, moichem beis haknesses elal tonight. Hey, mosai sheyitze sheyachse divrei rameya. Uporich b'gmore ol rameya heiche dai ribe or havelei ribis. So the Gemara asks, but it's a modern maisa. You're selling the shul and you sold the shul for $100,000 and now they're going to, one who purchased it is going to live there for 5 years. Then after 5 years, he's going to give back the $100,000. They give back the shul and shalom al Yisrael. But la maisa, they live there 5 years for free. So the Gemara answers, the Mishani Sovolo Rab Yehuda Dama Tzadechet Beribis Mutter. And one says, no, Rab Meir holds like Rab Yehuda Tzadechet Beribis Mutter, no problem. Frek Toisvis, but Rove just said that according to Rab Yehuda, even though Minatoire it's Mutter, Midarabonon, you have to return the Ribis. V'yesh loyma l'rova ayri hosom gan shehisno imoish im yivdu, if they'll give they'll be paid at the shul, they'll pay for the shul. Yitain aschar al shadobo. Then he's gonna pay for it, taka. So right there, it's also, according to Rove, it's ribis omenas lahachzeh.